Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, integrity, and maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together.
Hello and welcome to another special edition of The Measuring Post. My name is Joe Massa, the host of The Measuring Post. And I brought someone on today that I actually met through an old radio contact and a Facebook community that we're both a part of, specially designed for podcasters, guest and host alike. But we did a brief interview beforehand and really loved her story. She's a high performance mindset coach. She's got this amazing company, Eliminate Impossible, which is something I think we can all definitely work on being a little better at, because we do get that sort of sense of I can never accomplish the things I want to accomplish. But that is why we're here to talk today to Miss Jenny Jonte. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Doing quite well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you taking some time to be on The Measuring Post and telling us a little bit about what you do, what your company stands for, and Eliminate Impossible, eliminate-impossible.com is where you can go to find this this amazing company. But tell me a little bit about your personal story, your inspirations, what kind of led you down this path to starting this company?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today. I really am excited to talk with you, but So I have a background actually as a physical therapist, and so I, you know, practiced in that for many years, and I really enjoyed it, but I always felt like there was something that was missing. Like, I wasn't fully able to help my patients the way that I really wanted to, and everything was very surface level, very physical, and not really getting down to the deep parts, the root cause of what could be going on, and helping them in more ways than just this one little area of their life. So through my own work and about, you know, 10 to 15 years of doing my own, you know, personal development and growth, I finally came across some information with the Bob Proctor and the Proctor Gallagher Institute and the Thinking Into Results program. And I just immediately, as soon as I started to hear it, I was like, wow, this is what I've been searching for the last almost 15 years. Like, this fills in all of the gaps of everything that I was trying to learn about, all the things I was trying to do for myself. And it just really turned on all the light bulbs. So I knew that I had found what it was I've been looking for. And I knew that I needed to share this with as many people as possible, because it's just so important. And it really gets down to the deep root cause of why you're getting the results that you're getting, how you can change that permanently, and then how you can eliminate that word impossible from your life and stop saying that you can't do things that are big because you can't.
Yeah, so for those of us who might not be aware, I actually am familiar, but who exactly is Bob Proctor and sort of what is his body of work?
Yeah, absolutely. So he, how many years? Over 60 years in the industry, basically, of personal development and growth and mindset. But through his study that he also did, studying people like Napoleon Hill and Earl Nightingale and just all kinds of people in this field, was able to kind of accumulate and just bring together all of this information into like this really great way to kind of understand it and to bring it to life, where it is such a complex idea, but he was able to find a way to simplify it so that all of us can truly understand it and be able to apply these principles and make really big changes. So he is kind of a monster in the field, and you can still find his work all over the place if you look.
Yeah, no, it's actually great. I've read some of his quotes and some of his little blurbs and stuff over the years. Mm-hmm. Haven't done a deep dive into his material, but definitely very insightful and very enlightening individual. So if you were going to start a business, probably not the worst person to mimic in sort of that realm. But, you know, so breaking barriers and transforming minds, how do you get to those root symptoms or causes that you're talking about? Like, how do you see somebody that's hit the plateau, they can't move forward? What is the initial, like, sort of onboarding process to just break down that first initial wall?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things we actually do first is I help them with setting goals, because that's kind of a different area, but it's an area that I've realized so many people don't do, or they don't really set goals, or they think, maybe I'd like to do this or that, but I'm not really sure. So I start them out like just trying to figure out what it is that they really want. And then we can work on how we're going to achieve that. But as far as like, if you're just getting stuck and you feel like, I just keep working harder and harder, but I just keep getting the same results over and over and over. And you see somebody over here who seems to be doing hardly anything, and somehow they're like taking off and doing amazing. And what is going on? Why am I not getting it? And so you think, well, I need to put in more time and I need to put in more effort. And that's really not it. So if you look at your paradigm, so that's kind of the core of it, really, is trying to figure out what your paradigm is and how it is holding you back. It's kind of the way that we're programmed. And a lot of it is so subconscious, we don't even realize it. And we've been becoming programmed since we were born. And things have just been going into our subconscious and programming the way that we're thinking and the way that we're acting, and we don't even know. So becoming aware of what those paradigms are is really the first step. And then learning how you can change the paradigm permanently so that you never go back. You know, like, we have New Year's is coming up soon. And so many people will set like a New Year's resolution, like, oh, this is going to be the year I'm going to do this. And you start out strong for a couple weeks and you fall right back into it. You didn't make those permanent changes. You didn't change it at the subconscious level.
Yeah, I think that's very well put and probably very accurate. So is that sort of different or on the same page of, you hear people talking about like manifesting what they want and sort of, you know, obviously you talk about we're programmed from birth. I mean, essentially it's your nurture and nature, the two, you know, dichotomy of that, of it's who you are, but who raises you also that programs you, and how you deal with money might be how your mom and dad dealt with money, and how you cook and how you clean and take care of your house might be from what you saw growing up. So that is sort of that pre-programming I think you're talking about, but is that different than like manifesting? Like, I want to be the greatest public speaker in the world, but I could put in more time, or kind of break into that higher level of thinking and consciousness where it's like manifesting that.
Yeah, I think it's very similar, actually. And I think from what I understand and people that I've studied who speak mostly just about the manifestation aspect of it, I think just getting down into the root cause, like we were just talking about, and being very clear on what it is that you want and what you're going for, and then you can start trying to make it happen and getting really your spirit aligned with what it is that you want. And, you know, like a lot of people also talk about the law of attraction, which is actually a secondary law, and the law of vibration is the primary law. So that is the one that you need to really focus on. And as you're adjusting and changing your paradigms and changing your self-image and then getting yourself aligned with what it is that you truly want, and then it can manifest into your material world. So one of the things that Bob would always say is, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And that really, it sounds ridiculous, but it really is true. And if you can truly visualize and imagine and really use your imagination, which is something I think we all suppress a lot of the times, but really use it to see what it is that you want and a very clear picture of it, you can make that happen. So it kind of goes hand in hand, and they're very similar. I think just the approach might be slightly different with, depending on what type of program and what you're using.
Yeah, and I don't think that's ridiculous at all. I know it maybe seems kind of cliche, like I see it in my mind, so it must be my hand, but that's really kind of a very true sentiment of like vibrations and what the vibes you put out there. Like, if you speak the negative thing that could happen out into the universe, it like 90% happens after that point, because it's like, it's your mind has already decided that that's a possibility. And I've seen that happen on in my own life and personal friends' lives, my family's lives, like, oh, well, I'll never get that job. You know, I applied for it. I did great, did all the work. I'll never get it. Well, then you won't, because you've already put out that vibration that, either you're not deserving, you're not capable, or you just don't have the confidence in it. So I think there definitely is some truth to that on a higher level that I don't quite understand. But now your program and Bob's sort of teachings, is that more like only focused on a professional setting, or can that be for personal goals or like breaking addiction or things like that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really can. So it can be used in so many different ways. I mostly focus on like entrepreneurs and, and sales professionals. But even if you're working on this and you're working on it on a professional aspect, you will probably see changes in your personal lives as well. But that is one area when it comes to like addiction and other things, because even though, you know, say, I don't know, maybe it's you want to lose weight or you want to quit smoking or something like that, and you try all these different things and you try, but then you're still not changing that self-image of yourself as a smoker or that self-image of yourself as an overweight individual or whatever it may be, so that you're not changing the paradigm, you're not changing the self-image, and then you're just going to keep falling right back into the same thing. So this material can really be used in any aspect of your life. But as I said, I usually use it more professionally, and then a lot of times people will report some big changes in either relationships or other things personally as well.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, we can't truly separate ourselves from our professional and personal lives. Obviously, we try to draw the line in the sand where, you know, I don't bring my work home with me or vice versa, bring my personal problems into a professional setting. But I'd imagine the personality that you portray in your office does leak into your personal life and how you view things and really how just you internalize things. And you talk about setting like these self-imposed limits, like these mental barriers that we put in our own mind. So you also talk about like goal setting versus goal achieving. Can you explain the difference between those two?
Sure, absolutely. So I think as I touched on a little bit earlier, but a lot of people don't even set goals, right? Or they have an idea like, yeah, that would be nice. Or maybe I would like this amount of money or something. So the first thing you have to do is really set a very clear, specific goal. But then, I mean, I don't know how many people you know set goals and actually achieve them and actually meet those goals. Either they think it's too big, too impossible, or whatever it might be, or they just don't know how to do it. And so that is part of the programming, is to make sure that you are not only setting these goals, but teaching you exactly how to achieve these goals. And another part of that is, so you want to set something that you believe is worthy. So we call it a worthy ideal. So something that is really you're passionate about, you're driven to work on, and then finding the ways to go about making it happen. But also just getting in a line with that goal, right? We were mentioning vibration, the law of vibration, and making sure that you are putting yourself into a position like, what would I be like if I had already met this goal? What type of self-image would I have? What type of person would I be? Like, whatever that is, and putting it in present tense, and then just emulating that before you've even achieved whatever the goal is. So there's kind of a whole process behind it, but that is a part of the work that I do, is making sure that you're not just setting goals, you're not just thinking about it, but you're actually going to achieve them. And then we do set a timeline, but you also give some grace with that, right? Because I always set a time, like, I'm going to do this by this, but you can't be upset if this date comes and you haven't met it, but you are making progress and you're still going, right? So that's another thing that Bob would talk about. One goal that he wrote in like 1975 didn't come to fruition until about 2016, but he never stopped. He never stopped working on it. He just knew, he had faith and believed it will come to pass. And as long as you continue working on it, it will come to be.
I love that. And it's also a bit of sprinkled in wisdom with like expectations, managing your expectations, because I do the same thing all the time. I'm like, by Monday, I'll have that whole presentation put together, whole thing. The whole company is going to be built. And then like it's Sunday night at midnight and I'm like the 10-year-old who forgot to do their homework. And it's like, you know, that we put that unnecessary stress on ourselves. The point is to have a goal and to be making those small, consistent steps to it and not worry so much about that big chunk of work that you think you're going to magically do in 3 hours after dinner. It's never going to happen. So yeah, a bit of that expectation management, I think, is definitely a good thing. Now, when you talk to some of your clients, do you see like common roadblocks? Is there like one repeating thing you see over and over in a lot of different people? Or is it kind of everyone's their own unique sort of, blend of issues, if you will, for lack of a better term?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing when you really talk to people how many similarities we all have. Like, yes, we are all different people and we all have very different backgrounds, but a lot of us are all dealing with many of the same internal issues. And I think you touched on something earlier, that self-confidence is actually really huge. Like, even if you think that you're a confident person and you feel like you portray yourself confidently, when you get down to it, like the idea of being able to set these huge goals, you don't have the confidence in yourself to do that because you don't have the belief in yourself that you would be able to do it. So that's something that I see pop up quite a bit, between that and our self-image. And so the way I look at self-image is not like, oh, I have a negative opinion of myself. It's not that so much as like, for me, for example, to break out of the image I had of myself that like, I'm a physical therapist. That is what I do. That is who I am. And then to like completely change, really. I mean, I'm still serving people and helping people just in a totally different way. But I had to do a lot of work on changing my self-image, who I saw myself as. So once I get people to really start to develop some of that self-confidence and changing their self-image to who they are, then we can start to see some really good progress.
Yeah, and I actually really like that. Sentence you just used, because it goes back to a recent podcast interview I did with another lady who specializes on retirement and how to live after retirement. Not so much the financial aspect, but like just the mentality of it. And in the mental image, she talked about the same thing, about people really become identified with their career. And like you're talking about with you being a physical therapist, and it becomes like this central part of your core that you didn't even maybe realize that that's truly how you identified as a personality, as opposed to just like, this is what I do to make my lights stay on. So I think there is sort of this unknown ability to separate your aura and personality from what you do to make a paycheck. So, you know, I've definitely felt that way on different careers. I've strung along a lot of careers over the years, including radio, podcasting. I was a mortgage broker. I did IT. So nothing that like goes together minus radio and podcasting, everything in between was like, you know, the jack of all trades sort of thing. But I always was, oh, that's Joe, the mortgage guy, or that's Joe, the IT guy, or whatever, the radio guy. And it was never just that's Joe, you know? So I like that you said that, just, you know, very long winded way of saying, I enjoyed that, 'cause it makes a lot of sense. But, you know, you also talk about creating the lasting change, or the permanent change, not the New Year's resolution change. So obviously that's something that takes continual effort, I would imagine.
Yes, and a significant amount of repetition. So something that I've come to discover is that in our fast-paced world, people do not like things they have to do more than once. It's like, oh, I read that book one time 30 years ago. I know it. I'm fine. No, like, I love going back to Bob because he did so many amazing examples. But he read the book Think and Grow Rich every single day for over 60 years. Every single day, the same book. And I mean, he read many other books as well. But it's just an example of the repetition that we need to fully change, to let it seep into our subconscious so that you can make permanent changes and that you don't fall back into that same old patterns, those same old paradigms that you had before. And that is probably one of the biggest things to get people over, is like, you know, you've got to do this, you know, 100 times a day. You've got to say this or write it or do whatever it is until you start to actually get that change. So that's one of the biggest ways to make it permanent. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say that probably translates into all kinds of fields. I mean, you see the best basketball players or the best baseball players, they're the ones that are there early, and they're the ones shooting every free throw 100 times a day, 100 times a day, million times a day. So yeah, it's muscle memory, but it's not so much for your physical talent, but your life choices and how you perceive yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Love it. I love it. So, does this kind of go hand in hand with like any sort of meditation or like visualization and like breathing techniques? Is that something that you include in your sort of holistic approach to this, or is it more just focusing on the mental aspect of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of that really does go together. There is a number of different meditations that I will refer people to depending on what it is that they're striving for. So like an abundance meditation, a fear meditation, or whatever it is that is, you know, kind of, I don't usually use the term block, but whatever it is that they're needing to overcome or change their paradigm around. And then as far as like the visualizations and the imagination, that is a huge part of it, really, because our imagination is one of our intellectual faculties that we often don't develop. Like, you think about kids, and they have a lot of imagination, but then they're told to suppress it, really. You can use it in the creative areas of school, but other than that, it's sit still and listen and like, don't, why is your mind wandering? Where are you at? Like, you need to focus on this. And yes, focus is important, but we need to allow people to develop that imagination. And I think imagination and visualization are really the same thing. And giving yourself a few minutes every day to really sit down and imagine and visualize and write out everything that you see, everything that you want to come to pass. And so all of that really goes together with it.
Yeah, and I love how you reference that to like school age children, because I've got two kids in school. One's in middle school, one's in high school. The high school guy, he's a senior. He's leaps and bounds ahead of a lot of his peers, so I don't have as much of a fear of that. But my daughter, she's very creative, very imaginative, and you know, it's like when she's in a very structured, focus, don't talk, don't think sort of environment, you know, her little wheels are always, she's head in the clouds. And I love that about her. It's great. But again, yeah, I think it's important because we do get sucked into this pre-existing world of this is what education looks like. You're going to learn this. You're going to do it on this date. You're not going to talk. You don't have imagination. And I think kids a lot of times thrive more in an environment where they can have that time to just go, oh, I need to go draw this right now, because it's like is being released from their brain. And if you don't let it happen, it's lost creativity. So I really like that in the visualization of being able to expand out of the traditional role of like, this is what we have to do to be like adults. Yeah. or successful people. I think that's a really important topic. So with your company, do you have like some cool success stories or anything without sharing any names, obviously, and, you know, putting anyone on blast? Is there anything like that you're just really particularly proud of helping someone overcome?
Yeah. There's two people that always come to mind. One gentleman who was, you know, doing a digital entrepreneur. So, you know, doing things all virtually, all digitally, and, just was getting stuck and just not getting past to share numbers, probably about like 40 or 50,000 a year. And through our work and our time together, he was able to jump that up to, I mean, he literally, I know people say it all the time, but he literally was able to change that yearly income into a monthly income, and just like leaps and bounds able to make like quantum leaps and just really change. And then continue to progress and grow from there. And I just love seeing as well, sorry, it's saying that it's trying to reconnect. Can you still hear me? Okay, good.
Yeah, you cut out there for just a second, but we'll clean that up.
Good. All right. So, and then with that imagination.
So just in case we did miss that, tell me a little bit.
That's okay. What did you catch?
So you had a gentleman that was struggling to get past 40 or 50K a year, and you were able to help him increase that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So he, if you didn't hear that part, he actually was able to turn that monthly income that yearly income into a monthly income, which I know people like to say and advertise and all that, wow. But it really can happen. And it's just so exciting to see. And then also to see the creativity that started to come, and that he started to change and like add things to the company and other ways that he evolved it. So it's just really exciting when I get to see that. And then there was another lady who had a similar story, not quite as huge of an increase, but she had been a little better off starting out, and she was doing about 70,000 a year and was able to double that. So within just 6 months of working together. So it's just really, it's been very fun to see the transformations, and just the confidence and courage that they start to have afterwards is really exciting.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone would be disappointed in doubling their income, whether it's 70 to 140 or 40 to 80. A double is a nice investment in a 6 month program that, you know, essentially that your program, I think what I read is about 24 weeks is what people can expect. That's kind of the full program. Is that what you typically like to schedule it as?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's kind of like the big meat of it. And then of course, you know, I have like the Facebook group or other ways that we remain contact even after like the full 6 months are done, so that it's not like, you know, you get 6 months and then they like push you to the curb or anything like that. Like the support is always ongoing, and if anything ever comes up that is needed afterwards, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool that you do the Facebook community also, because I'm sure that, you know, a lot of the teachings that come from your course that trickles out into other people. Like once I learn the program, I might share it with my wife and my friends and my brother. And, you know, those things trickle out. And when we can go to like a common community, whether it's Facebook or a school community, which is another online community site, you get to meet people that have been through it and understand it. And then collaboration, I'm sure, you know, it's a whole new network of people that are now like-minded and maybe had the same struggles you did. So I definitely will get the link for that and post that with this video. And definitely consider checking out this program. Like I said, it's eliminate-impossible.com. Very cool site. Looks like you guys do a lot of great work. But what's the ultimate vision for Eliminate Impossible? What do you have on the horizon for the future? Is there things coming out, any new programs, any dates we should keep our eyes on, or just kind of wheels forward as always?
Yeah. So something new I haven't done before, I'm starting to do a monthly free masterclass, which I'm really excited about that. I'm just doing it through the Facebook community, but usually 2 or 3 days long, and typically the first week of each month. So I'm just, one of my first goals right now is to just try to get out more value as much as possible, and just in free formats and whatever it is, just to get this information to as many people as I can. So that's one of the first things that I'm doing. And then just, you know, long term, I just want to help as many people as I can, because I really think that it's life changing. And I think it's so sad to listen to people when they talk about how they, you know, they don't see the potential that I see in them. And that's one of the first things I do when I'm meeting somebody new, and I'm like, oh, I can just see how much you could accomplish if you just believed, and if you could just tap into your spirit, I know you could really do really well. So I think that maybe that's one of my passions for myself. And I always did that as a PT as well. I just, you know, if the patients come in and if they don't think they could do it, I'm like, yes, you can. Like, you, because I can see it. I can just, like, I can feel the potential that they have inside, and it just, I really want to help them release that. And,
you know. So you feel like what we said, those vibrations, you get the vibes from them. They can do this. So I like that. So I had a couple other questions I forgot to ask about your company. One, how long have you been in business? When did you start Eliminate Impossible?
Over 2 years.
Okay. Very cool. And when someone signs up for your class, and they do the 24-week program, you know, the meat of it, as you said. How often are you interacting with them? Is it like weekly sessions? Is it daily? Is it every other day?
Yeah, great. Thank you for asking. So we actually do group calls every week. So there's one of those every week. And then there's just other communication as needed in between those as well. So obviously email or the Facebook group and all of that stuff is also there if any other assistance is needed.
And I'd imagine there's, like, for lack of a better term, like homework or, like, you know, work to do at home, obviously, on yourself that, and then you report back in those classes. Yeah. I'm at the age now where I don't want any more homework, but for something like this, it's good. You know, for self-improvement, I'm on board.
Yeah. It's not too much. It's all very doable. So just a couple.
Good. Yeah. And you know what? I think And I think it's important to do, because otherwise you're stuck in that I don't see myself as worthy, horrible cycle, which again, that's what your whole company is trying to break people out of. So, I love it. I think it's a great program. I might have to take a look and sign up for this myself if you want to talk to me for six more months.
I would be happy to.
Very cool. Well, I think this is an amazing program. Like I said, I love the idea of finding that visualization technique that allows you to break out of what's been holding you back, because I think a lot of people, myself included, certainly at different points in my life, you do get stuck in this, like, this is as good as it's going to get mentality. And we don't realize the power of our brains and our thoughts and our manifesting or visualizing or whatever sort of angle you want to approach it as. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I think they all kind of link together to make this sort of whole package of what we can achieve and what we can be. And if you're hearing about guys go from 40 grand a year to 40 grand a month, I'm like, sign me up, please. Cause that sounds like, and again, as the disclaimer they put on all the infomercials, like, past results do not guarantee future results. It's like, but that just shows you what can be achieved based on what, you're willing to put into yourself and what you're willing to learn.
Yeah. And I mean,
so is there anything you want to kind of leave with or any advice?
Yeah. And I was just going to mention quickly. So we had talked earlier about, how we get into this idea that we just need to work harder and work harder. So like that gentleman in particular, did not put any extra time or effort. And in fact, he probably decreased the amount of hours that he was working, but yet had that huge increase in his income. So, just showing that it truly is possible. And if you just open your mind to believe and, tap into that spirit, that you are capable of doing really great and wonderful things.
So more money, less hours, just believe in yourself. This is like a home run program. I think you just sold a lot of people on this one.
That's why I was so excited when I found it myself. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like what I've been searching for. And just being able to help others find that and get the same kind of awesome results has been incredible.
Yeah. So outside of the website and the Facebook group, is there like a blog, a newsletter, or anything people can like subscribe to get like tidbits or anything? Or is that maybe something in the future that's coming?
I do have a newsletter. I do emails, which actually I have a separate site. It's called Bring On Possible, where if you want to get a free copy of one of Bob's books, I have that on there. It's called You Were Born Rich. So I don't know if that's one that you've read or not. But it's a great little book, and it just is full with lots of little tidbits that you can just start working on changing your thinking and start seeing what is really possible. So, that website is a little easier because it doesn't have a dash, but it's Bring On Possible.
And it fits the brand. I like it. So Bring On Possible and then Eliminate-Impossible. So those are both very amazing concepts that I think that we need to explore a little more. So I'm going to promote those definitely with this video. I think that, first of all, I'm a big reader, so a free book. Yep, I'll take it right out of the gates. And I actually have not read that one. I've read some of Bob's other work, so that's a good one. I'll do that. BringOnPossible.com. And then again, Jenny, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I love your company. I love what you do. And I want to get people involved with you as quickly as we can to help them manifest what they deserve in life. So again, Eliminate-Impossible.com. And this is the owner, and she's crushing it. It's Jenny Jonte, everybody. So thank you for coming on The Measuring Post today.
I appreciate it.